footballers without educational qualification and likely to be called up to play in the national team in future. This is to help promote education among footballers and also open the door to footballers who are already in school. The Vice President of the Ghana Football Association, Fred Papu, said this in an interview with Radio Ghana. While some people embrace the idea, others strongly kick against it. In this feature, Felix Nikwe explores more on the rationale for the requirement and the significance of education to sports.
A Greek historian, Diogenes Lysios, once said that the foundation of a nation is the education of its youth. There is no denying that sports contributes a lot to the development of a country. One can also not deny the fact that sports is the cynosure of the young and talented. Perhaps it is in light of this that the GFA is coming out with this requirement. What then does the requirement seek to achieve? The Vice President of the Ghana Football Association, Fred Papu, said the move, which forms part of the requirement for participation in the upcoming Airtel Rising Stars Coach Tournament, will enable educated players to gain national recognition.
We want to encourage education and then sports at the same time. So the focus of the Airtel Rising Stars Coach Football Program that has just been launched is to encourage players who are in educational institutions to be promoted to national teams and to gain national recognition. That is why we are saying that it's only players who are in schools who can qualify to play. Besides that way, too, we are able to check the ages of the players.
In essence, players who do not have any qualification as far as education is concerned would not be eligible to play in the under 17?
Yeah, unless the set of circumstances are very, very, very compelling. But as much as possible, it's limited to those footballers who are in school already.
What is going to be the basic qualification for the players?
There's no basic qualification. You just have to be in school and you should belong to a coach football team.
A player may be very, very talented, but would not be privileged to have education.
You have to look at the overall objective for which we are putting that program and requirement in place. It's to encourage schooling and then sports at the same time.
However, some football lovers are divided on the issue. While some welcome the news, others think it will be unfair to deny a good player the opportunity to play in the national team because of education.
I think it's a good cause that will help the footballers to put them to school so that they will know the benefits of education. They wouldn't just think that football are meant for illiterate or vagabonds that have not been to school before. It will be good if they go to school to learn.
I think education with regards to footballers should be enforced, because I've seen children drop out of school because of football. Should be enforced because you have people in the secondary school that are willing to play in the national team and they are not given a chance. And outsiders, those who are not educated, are the ones getting the chance. So I think they should attach education to football.
It's not good because they have to make the people come up with their talent, even though they are not educated, so that in case of anything, they can join the local teams so that it can help them. They can't just be wasted like that because they have a lot of talent. A lot are not educated, so they have to come up with that so that Ghana will move forward.
I don't think everybody's going to have the chance. I'm going to some of the footballers who have made it so far. It wasn't school they went to. Education doesn't teach you how to play. It enhances your capacity for knowledge, but not how to play football. But if they are trying to introduce that, that thing is going to affect a whole lot of players
are cheated because they are not educated. In my opinion, it is good because when a player is educated, he cannot be cheated. He can read and understand
shit. It would be unfair to allow only those who are educated to play. How would those who have no education and have taken football as their career progress, at least such ones could be called up and taken through education to polish their English? Otherwise, it will not favor those of us who have not been to school.
A sports journalist and commentator, Kwabena Yeboah, also thinks the move to exclude uneducated but talented footballers is wrong.
It's not an entirely bad idea to encourage the youth to take to education, because at the end of your football career, you can always have something to rely on. But I do not think that it is right to make it blanket that once you don't have an educational background, you are ineligible to play in the under 17 or for that matter any youth team. I do not think so. For some reason, some people, some very, very talented youngsters may not have the opportunity of getting educated. And I'm saying that you're not going to block somebody out or exclude somebody on the basis that he was not privileged enough to be educated. Because at the end of the day, we're talking about talent. And I do know that this country has produced wonderful talents who did not have the opportunity of educating themselves. In the past, we had sportsmen coming from the academic house. So if you're picking sporting talent from the schools, that is fine. But the point I'm stressing is that there will be certain talents who would not necessarily be in school. And I'm saying that it would be unfair and it could be highly insensitive to exclude them because they did not have the educational background.
But the Ministry of Youth and Sports agrees with the GFA. Deputy Minister for Youth and Sports, Nino Tedria, said it is important for players to have education so that they can have other sources of livelihood after their football career.
They have discussed with us already, so we support the move. It's very important because players, when they are advancing and they get into the stage where they are playing professional football, sometimes because of their lack of education, they are cheated. Apart from the fact that it is to encourage players and promote education, it's also very important. Now, some players do not play and get rich like others. So after they are playing this, what do? If they don't have any educational qualification, then they turn into destitutes. But if they have educational qualifications, they have skills, they have been trained, they have professions, then they have something to do even after they are playing days. You could also be a very good player, but then you can sustain an injury very early in your playing days, and that will take you out of the field. What do? If you are not educated,
some organizations have academies for players. I guess it is to foster education, so as they play they are educated. What can the government do? Because such academies are not enough to accommodate all players who would want to be part of the academy.
The Ministry of Youth and Sports has an academy at Winneba, and that is where some of our blaster players came through. They go to their normal schools, PIT, JHS and SSS, but when they close, they come back to the academy and take their football lessons and skill lessons, etc., etc.
The minister said the exercise will not cover only football, but other disciplines also. He said the Unity Games provided a platform for participants who are already in school to be selected and nurtured to feature in the national teams of the various disciplines with the support of the ministry and the National Sports Authority.
All the competitors in the games are coming from schools, so they have educational background already. And those ones who are good, I think that the ministry, through the National Sports Authority, will see them to continue their education while they are doing sports.
Nino Tedria buttressed this point with an anecdote.
There is a story of a boxer who was not educated. He was a Ghanaian. He was fighting in Britain. At a point, he had a cut, and the referee put a question to him. And the answer he gave shows that he cannot continue fighting. So when the referee called off the fight, he said, no, that is the thing. If he was educated, he wouldn't have been cheated. That demoralized him, and he could not continue. He would have been a world beater.
This anecdote calls to question the feasibility of the exercise as far as boxing is concerned. Though education might be important to boxing, the irony is that most of Ghana's pugilists can neither read nor write. Can the exercise survive the realm of boxing? This is a question that was put to Kwabena Yeboah.
He can be an extraordinary boxer. I mean, Ajumala Osing, I do not think that is a celebrated education. But at the end of the day, it's about talent. So as I keep stressing, as much as you want to encourage people to take to education, if you're going to provide a platform, for example, you're setting up an academy and you're providing a platform to educate the youth, that is fine. And the point must be emphasized that at least we have a national policy which encourages everybody to be in school. But the reality on the ground is that there are debilitating economic problems which prevents most of the youth from getting into school. Yes, encourage the youth to get educated, but don't make it a blanket rule. So once you don't have that background, irrespective of your talent, you're not going to be allowed to participate in your God-given talent. I don't think it is right. I would go for a system that would encourage a lot of the youth into education, but I would not exclude those who will not have the privilege and the benefit of getting educated. I do not think it is right.
I caught up with two-time African Boxing Championship gold medalist and a member of the 2008 Olympic team, Issa Samer, who agrees to the move but proposed the establishment of a boxing academy.
I think it is a good idea because as a boxer, you need to have some education background because it takes a lot. Because when you go outside right now, if you don't understand English, it will be difficult for you because sometimes our managers take advantage of us because we don't read and write. So every contract that you give us, you just find out. They think it is good, but you might end up bad. That is one advantage of the school. The disadvantage is that the coming boys from Bukom, their parents don't have money to take them to school. So they just go into boxing and they do well too. It might affect them, but if only they can create an academy for the young ones to pass through, they'll be schooling, they'll be having some level food, it's going to help.
It is now a certainty that education cannot be detached from sports. Gone are the days when talent was the only justification for one's inclusion in a sport. Today, prominence is being given to education. Talent and education now go hand in hand. Without education, your talent may not count when it comes to representing Ghana in any sport and discipline.
A feature by Felix Nikwe.